Weekend Explorer on ABC Perth.
He's got his back to me at the moment, just checking who's wandering into the studio. Chris Parry, hello.
Hello, Ro. How are you?
Really well, thank you. Tell me about these. Ginormous doesn't even seem the right thing to say because I'm not sure people would imagine them to be quite as big as they are.
They are extraordinary, aren't they? Eb told me during the week that we'd be taking in a few of our northern regions.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be talking about murals today.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to be able to see them.
Yes.
And describe them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about that and how could I see them while we were talking. And I was walking down Plaza Arcade. And right in the middle of Plaza Arcade, it's been there forever, is an old camera shop.
Right.
And they've got this giant pair of binoculars padlocked with a thick steel chain onto the wall. And I went in and I said, mate, do you reckon you could loan them to me? Because I need to be able to see murals that are up on Mars on Saturday morning.
Yep.
And Brad in there said, mate, no worries. You can loan them.
Leave a deposit?
No deposit. Just the trust between a couple of good blokes.
Are they an accessory or a sale item in there?
They are a prop.
They're a prop. Okay. Can't buy item.
And that's why they had a steel chain on them, because he reckons a few people from time to time try to take them off him.
I'm trying to work out what's the best angle to take a photo from to really catch. There we go. You probably need that angle as well. To really be able to appreciate how ridiculously
I'm looking at the Gascoigne at the moment, and I can see there are three new murals.
Okay.
And there's one there with, looks like cicadas exploding from a field.
Mm. Can you see Onslow?
Onslow have got a great mural, haven't they? I saw that on the socials.
Mm.
Yeah, and it's a great use of water tanks.
Yeah,
Karratha
absolutely.
Have got one as well.
Well, interestingly, you picked those two, Chris, because Sandy has sent us a text on 0437 922 720. Hi, Chris and Ro. The Onslow water tank is absolutely gorgeous. It makes me think the Karratha water tank was done by a six-year-old. What a waste of money.
That's a bit harsh.
Yeah, yeah. Apologies if anyone painted the Karratha tank, which I'm not familiar with, I must say. I do know the Onslow one.
Look, I've loved murals for a long time. We've got a lot of reasons we can talk about why murals are important in our communities. But I think what I've discovered just over the last week is there are a number of top 100 murals of the world, not just websites, but other sort of tourism association, votes for what murals are best. But I don't know if we've done one in WA, and I think it's about time we did. And it was, I think I was a little bit disappointed to see that most of the counts in the top 100, we didn't have any in WA.
Right.
And yet I've got some
beautiful murals.
Oh, look, and the reflection of them. And as soon as you said beautiful murals, and I don't know why, but the one that came to mind for me, and it's a wheat-built one, it's one of the silos.
Okay. Yeah,
and
yeah.
And it's one of the great reasons why I love murals. But on one of the silos is a farmer holding a sheep. And that, to me, is what a mural is all about, because it's about the artist interpreting what is important about that region. And there was probably some consultation done with the community, what's important to you.
Absolutely.
So the mural becomes representative and iconic of what's important in that community. And that giant wheat silo with a farmer holding, a newborn lamb just represents that community so much, the community of Pingrup.
Yeah, you were absolutely spot on.
I think
Monday to Friday work, loosely that we both do, it's that opportunity for collaboration to say, what on this particular wall, how can we create something that represents all of us and is unique to this town and is what makes, the mural becomes iconic, but it's the things on there.
It's an interesting one because it's the opportunity at that point in time. And last year, it might have been the year before, when we were doing this show's Hidden Treasures, and we looked at suburbs, and I went out to Gosnells and they've got a big public art sculpture there of an orange that's peeling. Now, and it's peeling back the layers. Now, what that represents to the Gosnells community is that area used to be orchards.
Mm,
so it's acknowledging the history.
Yeah.
You know, back when it was settled as a colony. So it means something to that community. And I think that's what murals and public art can mean. They can look at the history or they can look at the now, like the Mirrabooka mural where ABC's been to before.
Yeah.
It's got an Aboriginal elder, a Vietnamese baby. It's all of those images that represent what that community is.
Yeah, without question. And not surprisingly, a couple of minutes into the conversation, Wellington Dam comes up, which we've talked about before. But that mural is just breathtaking, and the size of it and its grandness, and to capture exactly that, the history of that particular location and our journey. I think, you know, the truth-telling that we want to incorporate, like that's a really important part of it, that when did, you know, life begin here, and when did our country start, and when were people living in these locations, and that journey to now in this multicultural country.
And isn't it amazing that we can identify these canvases now?
Yeah.
Let's put a mural on a dam. Or the Adnate Hotel in the city. So there's a guy, and I'm not sure if this is coincidental or not, but the name of the guy that did that mural is Matt Adnate. And he also did the mural in Broome, which is called Her Rules, Her Game, of an Aboriginal girl. That's next to the Sun Cinema. Now, that mural at the Adnate Hotel is one of the biggest in the world. It's 25 stories. It's got an Indian woman, I think an Aboriginal girl or an Aboriginal guy, and a couple of other images. They are just spectacular. And they represent so much.
Gee, Chris, I'm glad that we mentioned the text and talked about Wellington Dam, because it followed by about four other texts, with some being a little bit nasty, but basically saying, how have you not mentioned Wellington Dam yet? Which, you know, we don't always go for the obvious, but yes, we recognise Wellington Dam is absolutely
there we go.
Spectacular.
It's how it's mentioned. And, well, let's get people discovering a few more. That's what we like to do, you know, having the opportunity to get to talk about murals today. So let's acknowledge Wellington Dam, but let's find a few others out there that you can go and discover. And one of the ways I wanted to describe some of these murals is not to give away their address. You can find it on the street. So Courtney Ugel on Bulwer Street. If you don't know where it is on Bulwer Street, go and find it.
And that little building and area has a handful of
absolutely
beautiful murals, and was a popular one that came up. Susan Respinger, the artist of those murals, has on our Facebook page, ABC Perth, if you want to join in posting some photos of the murals that you love. We'll get to some of those suggestions before, but Susan Respinger was identified as one of those artists that, including the Courtney Ugel mural.
And I'll give you a tip. Mm-hmm. Behind the Courtney Ugel mural is a little laneway, and there's a couple more murals back there as well. And that's part of the discoveries, is turning these other spaces and getting off the streets and getting behind the streets and seeing what's there. And the purpose of a mural is sometimes to make a space safer. Mm. It makes more people go there. It's not as dark and dingy. It becomes welcoming and people can use it.
We are going broadcasting to much of the state today. I think Esperance is one of the few locations we're not going to. But on the Facebook page, they've got a new one, the Coffee Roaster and Kitchen, and it's a beautiful mural. And I always think of Esperance, actually, because they have that Wanju... Kepa Curl Budger, Welcome to Esperance Country, with one of the traditional owners from that region. That's really striking when you roll into town there as well. And, you know, they can be welcomes. They can be, you know, your arrival to a particular location or, you know, like the wheat silo, well, something as you drive
when
past.
When I was growing up, I never saw a mural. Mm. And the only public art would be an old farmer's plough from the pioneer days to sit at the front of a town or a community museum. And I don't remember ever participating in making a mural, and that's part of it as well. Either the artist collaborating with the community or actually getting them involved and helping paint it as well.
I might have been a bit precious. I think when people were outraged, they were outraged that Wellington Dam didn't make the top 100 list.
Oh, yes, yeah. Well, I couldn't find a list that had a mural from WA.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, and I think we've got some of the best. And I think internationally, some of the best locations are, there's certainly quite a few in the Netherlands, but for quirky, if you can find yourself in Italy one day, there's a lot there. That what they do in Italy is really clever. If you think about our environment, our road environment and the infrastructure, and get those power boxes.
Yeah.
Obviously in Milan they hate those things because they've taken to muralising those as much as possible, and pipes that stick out of walls. I think I sent you guys one that came up on our socials, a Mr. Magoo. So a little pipe coming out of the wall is now his walking stick. That becomes dimensional. It's an artist looking at that and going, that could be something amazing.
Yeah. And I like the reflections on, you know, iconic the tributes.
Yes.
So, you know, the Lance Franklin one that was painted within, you know, 20 minutes of him kicking his 1,000th goal. I think there's actually one in Sydney and one in Melbourne that captures that moment.
Yep.
and something that's quite iconic. New York City's big for their murals and for having tributes to certain people. And I've seen many of those, but since COVID, and I haven't been back to the US in that time, The Ruth Bader Ginsburg one that's been done, I saw online and looks absolutely striking. So I look forward to seeing that in person.
There's one that in the top 100 that I looked at came in at number 61 that I saw last year in Kuching. And it's of a young woman holding a cat, and Kuching known for its cats. But interestingly, around the corner from that, and we come back to what a mural means for people, I missed out on seeing it by a couple of days. There had been a mural of three baby orangutans on a bike.
Right.
And someone had stuffed up the paperwork. Someone was given approval to repaint that wall without consideration of what was on it.
Yep.
And it was gone. And that community was just in despair.
Yeah.
That they had lost this wonderful mural, not because it attracted tourists, but just because it made them happy. It was a beautiful image.
Wes in Basso says the street art in Penang is also really great.
Yep.
I haven't been to Penang, so can't comment on that. But, good to have all these different locations where people can...
There's an interesting one on our socials from Roseanne who has shown a picture of poppies and soldiers. And what it reminded me of about when we take pictures to post ourselves is when I started taking pictures of murals, I would tighten the shot and just have all of the mural. Yeah. I didn't want what was around it. But I've learned that what's around it is important to capture the setting. If you have a look at the mural that was done by an Indonesian artist that's overlooking MacGyver Station, just down the road from the studios here, wonderful mural, take the shot that shows the infrastructure of the train line and the buildings
and then
behind.
Tighten it.
Yeah. Well, it's in a setting for a reason.
Yeah.
Keep the shot, have the messiness around it. And Roseanne's shot showed people walking past a mural of poppies and soldiers, and I thought that was wonderful.
Do you know the other ones I love are the they're usually butterflies or angels or something with big wings, and you can actually just stand, you know, and take up the body of the butterfly.
You can participate.
Yeah,
you can make it look like you're running away. Or, he's got the... I love that too.
They're always fun.
The participation, isn't it?
A few texts rolling through. Lots of nods for regional areas, not surprisingly. One text says, Ravensthorpe silos, beautiful, done by artist Amok Island. Wendy says there are some brilliant murals in Kalgoorlie. And the entrance statements at the entry of the town of Williams are worthy of mention as well.
Yeah, Narrogin's better. Hey, can we go
up to... I threw that up. That was my lob for you to smash down.
Yeah, and because I caught it with both hands, I had to put down the giant binoculars just for a second. Can we go back up to the Kimberley?
We can, of course.
Because
this one time when I was in the Kimberley.
This one time. Well, you'd know because of your one time in the Kimberley that this is where murals started. In terms of world history, you know, if we look at the...
Big call. Is that fact or opinion?
Oh, look, I'm calling it. Look, when I looked into murals, there's been more growth in the past 5 years than any other type of expression of art. And I'm not just making that up. Real researchers have told me that from the arts community of Western Australia.
Go you. Yep.
Yep, so murals. But then we looked at the rock art up in the Kimberley.
Yes.
And is it pronounced Gwion? What used to be the Bradshaws...
Yeah,
we used to call them Bradshaws. I'm not calling that, but
I wouldn't try to be your cultural advisor on that one. I'm not 100% sure.
Well, those paintings, they're the most complex of rock art.
Yep.
So people are quite familiar with hands, things like that. But this shows figures with complex headdresses and wearing ornaments on their bodies, things like that. Now, they've been dated back to 12,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
So this mural thing, and Wellington Dam's great, but if you can go up the other end of the state and see those, and the Wongina as well, which is a very significant creative spirit... They're the real murals that date back more than 10,000 years.
And this is, you know, timely with the news. This is the incredible thing about the Burrup, right?
Yeah.
It is, you know, our oldest art gallery. It's got the most intense number of petroglyphs and rock art that talks to the history of our country. And we're still, you know, this week getting formal consideration, you know, announced for UNESCO World Heritage listing. And just incredible that that all sits there in operation with the industry, which you think if that was untouched, you'd never be allowed to build heavy industry like that near it now. It's such a significant spot, and if you get to go and have a look.
Trying to get what's under the ground while protecting what's on top of it.
Yeah. And such a significant part of our nation's story. Berlin is amazing, says another texter.
Yeah, but Berlin's really big for putting murals on the end of apartment blocks.
All right.
Lots of complexes there, particularly in the suburbs, so it becomes a way for people to know how to get home, to know which building you're in, what mural's on the end of it.
Now, I'm not kidding. We've talked about this before on the show. Sometimes the text system, I've said it before, Christine Layton describes it best, it just eats half your text and we don't get it. Now, this texter has said, "Good morning, the worst mural I have ever seen is the one, chomp." And we don't have the rest of the text. So and I'm so
What's a bad intrigued. Mural? I'm wondering because Roland put on the socials the Romulus and Remus in Inglewood.
Okay.
And he said that someone's changed it. So maybe they've changed that, changed the image somehow. Maybe that doesn't look so good anymore.
Yeah.
He was quite angry about that. Oh, that's interesting, isn't it? Like a couple of my favourites that I've seen, even just on public transport. There's one on Charles Street that's avocados. Starts off with a whole avocado, makes its way down. And doesn't it just make you look, you know, you stop looking at your device and, well, I've got to see the avocados as I go past on the bus.
Yeah, and there's a popular American burger kind of establishment in Morley, and they've got an incredible one that's really quite quirky with all different things on it, which are really bright colours and really captivating, which is cool. And I saw someone had thrown that up on the Facebook page as well.
And do you remember when we did a story on Armidale, and there's a big park in the middle of the Armidale sort of community, CBD, and there's a massive mural there of hands.
Yes.
And there are people in Armidale that will say, "I'll meet you at the hands." They become a meeting point. They become a reason to gather.
Yeah. Vancouver Island is well known for historical murals. Someone has sent in. Three Springs gets a mention. The train station on the main street has a mural by local artists.
I missed that. I'm sorry.
Oh, this is so annoying. You know, that texter has sent, again, try again. Good morning. The worst mural I have seen is the one. Chomped. I don't know how that works. Maybe try on a different phone. That's incredibly annoying. Or I'm going to make Eb ring you, perhaps. And you could tell Eb what the worst mural you've ever seen is so that Chris Parry and I aren't thinking about it all day and what it could possibly be. Seven picks in a book of WA, stories from the silo towns.
Very good. Yeah, there's actually a trail to follow those towns. Another one that I thought of this morning when you were talking to your guest about Anzac House. If you get there by bus, there are two bus stops that are very close by, adjacent to Anzac House, and they have been muralised and a bit of public art as well. So one commemorates Vietnam and the other one is the Gallipoli diggers or at least World War One. And the bench is sort of looks like sandbags, but they are wonderful examples of bus stops that have been turned into murals as well.
Very good. Great murals in Oahu on the edge of Waikiki has awesome whale breach mural on an apartment tower. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Oh, this poor texter. I think they've gone again and
we're not getting it, are we?
Still not able to. No, maybe we're meant to stay positive.
Is there a mural you've seen that you
morning.
Don't like?
Oh.
There's one that came up on our socials which I don't like, and my family always go, "That's just creepy." And apologies to
the
anyone
artist.
Who loves it and to the artist. But it's the it's as you're travelling along Wellington Street and you go under the freeway.
The pulling faces?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Do you? Yeah, I sort
the
of
kids
feel
with fingers out, ears and tongues poking
out. Look at you. You love all that's great. It
brings joy to me.
We've offset it on the spectrum, haven't we? I don't really like it. I've never wanted to take a picture of it. You love it. That's great.
You have kids and maybe it's like that mural just personifies kids to me.
And isn't it great if someone's listening from Community Arts WA or any art organisation, that it's just nailed it on the head, hasn't it?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
That you love it and I don't like it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's in the eye of the beholder or beer holder.
I know I'm right. I may have my faults,
course.
But being wrong isn't one of them.
I don't have time to run a poll, but I'm confident that the audience would back me in. There's an awesome mural at Hillary's Primary School and my wife painted it, Matt says. Congratulations to your clever wife. schools, schools and those sorts of places as well. They're often looking for, again, that story of the local community.
And a lot of the final year of a school will contribute to a mural or a piece of public art as well. So it's a great way to have that legacy for a year group.
I have a feeling that the Karratha water tanks might have been...
That's a really nice one. It's a representation of flora and fauna. Love, and it's the colours for the region.
Yeah, we've talked all the way up to the news, Chris Parry. I better let you go. Sabrina Hahn's about to jump in. Thank you for your company. Roots and Shoots on the other side. Stay with us. It's 9 o'clock.